doctor, give me the news. The tumor I coughed up was too much to chew.
Oh, this is disgusting.
You warned people.
This one here. Doctor, these are real medical stories. This one here may be the most skin-crawlingest doctor story we've ever done. Before we do it, our legal department requires us to say the following. Please remember, we are not doctors in real life. We only play them on the radio. However, we are board certified in malpractice. Now, this thing is, we do these doctor stories because they are like one in a million type stories, but they could happen to you. So in an event you get hit by one of these situations, you can refer to an episode of Doctor and say, oh, okay, I know what this is because I heard those guys on the radio talk about it.
Well, you know, I've had it happen, but being a former smoker and stuff, I smoked for several years. It's been a long time, though. Every once in a while, you get one of those lung oysters, you cough up, and you're like, I can't spit this out. I guess I just got to swallow it back or something, and it's disgusting. Well, there's a guy in China, 63-year-old man, and he made some news headlines after a night out drinking, and he was put in a situation where he didn't know what to do. He was having a couple drinks. He started feeling nauseous. And he said he felt like he was getting ready to throw up. And then he felt a sharp pain in his lower throat. And then as he was kind of coughing and kind of throwing up, he felt a large piece of meat-like in his mouth. It was a fleshy mass, and it seemed to be attached to something. He could not seem to get it out of his throat. He tried coughing it out. He couldn't do it.
Now, let's think about that for a second.
It was attached to
is
him.
Is something attached to something? That's. Are you thinking that's...
It's a body
this
part.
This is an organ that's coming out.
I mean, you know, he knows he's hammered, but he's like, I got something in my mouth. I don't know what...
If it's attached to something, it probably should stay in there. I probably shouldn't be coughing this out. I probably should go to urgent care.
The fleshy mass in his mouth, he couldn't cough it out, so he did the next best thing he could. He thought, well, I don't know what to do. I panic. And he takes a glass of water and swallows it back. Well, the man actually had sense to go see a doctor after that, saying, hey, I think I got something weird going on. They did an endoscopic exam on him at one of the hospitals, and they found the mysterious mass was a tumor that was growing on the top of his esophagus. And he described the mass that popped into his mouth as a long forked tongue. And then they said, which makes sense considering his tumor was almost 5 inches long.
5 inches?
The doctors surgically removed the man's tumor, which was later identified as a fibroma, and to prevent any complications. Fibromas can grow on any organ and are usually benign, but depending on their location, they can present health problems. And in particular cases, the excessive growth, if it would have continued to grow, would have made it difficult for him to swallow, and it could have become malignant at one point.
Well, let's hold on. Let's go over to the 5 inches. What are we talking about here?
It's probably just...
What kind of a ball are we talking about? That's bigger than a tennis... about a tennis ball? Or?
Well, I don't think it's round. I think it's probably... He said it was almost like...
forked tongue.
Said it was like elongated or something.
Yeah, that's...
So it was in his throat, so it was probably like an elongated thing. And when he was coughing and like kind of retching to... Or dry heaving or whatever... He coughed that up, but then it wouldn't come all the way out because it was attached.
So he's got almost a half a ruler-sized tumor in him that he's coughing out. And
then, you know, they went to the doctor, and they said, yeah, you got the fibroma.
So what did they do with it? They cut it out?
They cut it out of
him.
They cut it out.
And he kept it, and I'm
not sure what he did with
it. It's a pet now.
But he coughed it up, and he said, I can't deal with this right now. I'll just swallow it back.
Doctor, give me the news.
You need to drink more hard liquor, hard alcohol, I think.
Kill that thing off.
Yeah. It's inside there. No. No tumor calls this morning, please. That was bad enough right there. Mm.